In this video, we are focusing on purpose, service, and growth after divorce. Divorce can raise painful questions about purpose. A person may think, what is my life now? Where do I serve? What future is still open? Has my calling changed? Will people only see me through my divorce? The good news is that your life in Christ is larger than your marital status. Ephesians 2:10 says, "For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared before that we would walk in them." Divorce may change circumstances, but it does not erase God's care, presence, or continuing work in your life. Purpose after divorce often begins quietly. It may not begin with a major ministry role or large public testimony. It may begin with faithfulness in ordinary places, caring for your children, showing up to work, praying honestly, rebuilding routines, receiving support, practicing boundaries, or encouraging someone else with humility. Service can be healing, but service can also become avoidance. Sometimes people rush into busyness because stillness hurts. They volunteer for everything so they do not have to feel lonely. They serve publicly while privately collapsing. They help others because receiving help feels too vulnerable. That is not sustainable. Purpose should grow from Christ, not from pressure. Service should be offered from a place of wisdom, not as a way to outrun grief. Romans 12 teaches sincere love, patience in suffering, perseverance in prayer, and service to the saints. That picture is both active and grounded. Christian purpose includes doing good, but it also includes humility, rest, patience, and dependence on God. This week, consider a small purpose experiment. Not a lifelong commitment, not a way to prove you are fine. Just one small step that reconnects you with meaningful life. It might be attending worship again. It might be joining a healthy group. It might be helping with a simple church task. It might be taking a walk with a friend. It might be writing a note of encouragement. It might be exploring a skill, class, ministry, or community activity. The question is not, how do I rebuild my entire future today? The question is, what small act of faithful belonging or contribution fits the season? You are allowed to grow slowly. You are allowed to need support. You are allowed to serve with wise limits. Reflection question. Where might God be inviting you into one small act of belonging, contribution, or purpose? Gentle next step. Choose one purpose experiment for the next 7 days that is meaningful, realistic, and not driven by pressure.